Welcome to Build. My name is Michael Millerud, and I'm a program manager with Windows Fundamentals. I'm here to show you today some of the cool new UI we build in WPA, and I'll be focusing primarily on the view management aspect of WPA. By the end of the session, I hope you guys know how to create views, how to hide or close views, how to dock and undock views, as well as how to use views in free floating state. And I'll show you all those in demos, so you'll see why this is useful. So let's see what are the benefits of view management in WPA. In Xprof, you had multiple different windows. Every time you open the summary table, it would be a different window. And if you worked with multiple traces, before long, you didn't even know which window corresponded to which trace. Closing all the windows to get rid of that session of the trace was pretty hard. With WPA, you now have a single window lifetime. So everything that is specific to a trace is within that window. You just need to close that single window and you're done. So how did we solve the problem of having multiple different views into trace? We introduced the notion of view management. And those views actually work exactly like Visual Studio. In fact, we are using much of the same underlying UI concepts of Visual Studio. It is really easy to hide and restore views now. And all of the configuration that you choose in WPA for your views is persisted whenever you save profiles or sessions. And you can review another video session we have at Build that talks about how to create profiles and sessions. So let's do a demo of WPA, and I can show you what views really are. This time around, I have a trace from one of the ADK assessments opened so that I can demonstrate to you multiple different views that WPA supports. And what you see here is you see a Graph Explorer view, an Analysis view, you see an Issues view, and you see a Details view. And actually, there is another one hidden. There is a Diagnostic Console view, and I'll show you how to get to that. It is right now just hidden by default. So Graph Explorer is the view where you choose your graphs from when you copy them over into Analysis view. And once you're done and you don't want to see this anymore on your screen, you can go and just unpin it. And it goes into the same state as Diagnostic Console. So notice that as I hover over the collapsed graph, it auto-expands. But if I remove the mouse, it disappears again. This is very handy for Diagnostic Console because you would want to see what kind of warnings or errors came up. But then you don't want to actually spend all of your real estate on the screen for Diagnostic Console. Graph Explorer is something I actually like having on the screen, so I'll pin it back. But maybe in this case, I don't really care about details, so I can go and I can close this. And this time it disappears completely. If I want to get it back, I'll go to Window. And in Window, I see all of the views that I can actually get to. Those are the singleton views, Graph Explorer, Issues, Details, and Diagnostic Console. And those are the views for Analysis, and I can have many of them, which is why I have new Analysis view. I can actually create multiple. So let's go and add Details back. But I'm going to unpin it. So this time around, it actually just shows up here, and I can always hover over again. That lets me see a lot more issues that were raised in that trace. And let me open another Analysis view. So new Analysis view. And voila, I have now two Analysis views here. So observe this. They're both tabbed, but what I can do is I can, for instance, let's add something to this. I can go and drag this. It becomes what we call a free-floating view. If you had another monitor, you could just now put this on a different monitor and use both of your monitors for WPA. You can now dock this, and this is very similar to Visual Studio. In fact, this is exactly the same kind of controls. I can dock this on the right, and now I have two different views to work with, each one with a scroll bar. So if I added more things to my second view, at some point the scroll bar will appear. And now I can scroll here and I can scroll here. And depending on your configuration, whether you have a landscape or portrait mode, you could actually dock them differently. So you could actually align them as well like this. Or I could completely go and put this on a second monitor. So let's go back and review what we just saw. You saw that view management in WPA is actually just like view management in Visual Studio. Since you're using Visual Studio, this should be very natural to you. You also saw a few singleton views, in particular Graph Explorer, Issues, Details, and Diagnostic Console, some of which are hidden by default, others are shown by default, but you can configure this as you want. You can unpin or close completely those views if you don't care for them. And I also showed you how to get to multiple analysis views. By default, you get one, but you can always add a few more if you work on multiple issues or if you want to look at different portions of the timeline for that same issue. So to summarize, you can use view management in WPA to be more effective. More effective in analyzing multiple issues, because you can have multiple analysis views, as well as in using multiple monitors, because you can put all of those views on different monitors. For instance, if I had three monitors, I could put Graph Explorer on the left, a couple of analysis views in front of me, and then maybe issues and details on the right. And I'd be far more effective because I would see a lot more information on the trace. So I recommend that you use this to make your workflow in WPA more effective. It will save you time. Here are a few related sessions, other sessions that we're covering in build around WPA. I advise that you take a look at those. There's a lot of interesting information in them, as well as some links to documentation and articles. There's also a link to the WPT forum down below on the right side on the contact. Go out, see what people have to say about WPA. You can ask questions there. It's really helpful as a resource. Thank you very much for watching this.